Most of us have a sense that there's some destiny that our lives are meant to fulfill. Whether people believe in God or not, there's this innate feeling, this innate sense that somehow, somewhere, there's a plan. And I think that the very definition of losing hope is losing that sense of destiny and purpose. But where do you discover what that plan is? How do you lay hold of that plan, that purpose, that one thing that you were made to be and to do? Well, would it surprise you to know that not only do you have a destiny, but it began even before you were born? That's right. Way back in Psalm 139, we discover that not only did God create us, every strand of DNA, but, well, check this out. Psalm 139, verses 15 and 16. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me when none of them as yet existed. Just for a moment, picture that. You were conceived in your mother's womb. At that point, God is there. You're not hidden from him. Who you are, the identity encoded in your DNA, is his sovereign choice for you in that moment. That in itself is enough to blow my mind. Who I am, who you are, God decided that there and then. And he saw what he made. His eyes beheld our unformed substance. Wow. But look at the next bit. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me when none of them as yet existed. So not only does God choose and create your identity, he sets out your destiny right there in his heart before your time even began. He always knew how he'd made you, what strengths, what limitations he'd dish out for you. And he always knew the purpose for which he would make you, your destiny, with every one of your days being written down by him. So unless he's made a huge blunder, who you are and what you were made for go hand in hand. They're an absolutely perfect match. Your destiny is already written down in your identity by the very hand of God. That's God's word, fresh for you today.